to turn tonight to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. Read a few verses in chapter 1. We're going to look at a few verses in chapter 2. The book of Ephesians opens with a call for the saved to praise the Lord for his blessings. We see in verse 3 of chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us." He goes on to tell us that the blessings that he is referring to are spiritual and heavenly blessings, which are the blessings of the best kind. He says, with all spiritual blessings in spiritual places. He then tells us that all of these spiritual blessings are in Christ. As you read through verse 13, it is very obvious that the blessings spoken of are those that are connected with salvation. He mentions in verse 4 that we have been chosen. Mentions in verse 5 that we have been predestinated unto the adoption of children. Verse 6, we've been accepted in the person of Christ. In verse 7, we see that we have the blessing of redemption. We have the blessing of forgiveness. In verse 9, we see that there has been a revelation made to us. In verse 10, there's coming a day when we will be gathered together. Verse 11, we read of an inheritance. In verse 13, we see that we are sealed. So these blessings that we are to bless God for are blessings of the highest kind. We also see that all these are according to the good pleasure of His will. Verse 5. They're all according to the good pleasure of His will. And in verse 9, we see that they are according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. And in verse 11, we see according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. So all of these blessings are of Him. And if they are of Him, and they are bestowed upon us, they have to be of grace, because we merit nothing. We see that all of these blessings is according, in verse 6, or verse 6, or verse 7, they are according to the riches of His grace. Wherein grace He hath abounded toward us. With all of that being said, therefore, everything is to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. We read in verse 6. And in verse 12 and 14, everything is to be to the praise of His glory. If you continue on in chapter 2, Paul begins to speak of those who have been blessed with these spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And in the first three verses of Ephesians chapter 2, he presents the past of these individuals. We are told what they were before. God blessed them by grace, there in verses 1 through 3. And then in verses 5 through 10, he talks about their present. So we have their past, we have their present. In between their past and present is verse 4. But God. There's the difference. The difference between my past and my present are found in those words. But God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. So the difference is but God. Again, if it's God and it's me, then it has to be grace. Therefore, we read in verse 5, the latter part of the verse, by grace are you saved. We read in verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. He then presents this truth from the negative side, not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. Verse 9, not of works. Because if it were works, we would have something to boast in. If God's election that we read of there in Ephesians 1 and verse 4 was due to anything in us, we would have something, we would have some reason to boast. But it's all of grace. So there is no room for boasting concerning our salvation. We see this same pattern that we find in Ephesians 1 and 2. We see it again in Titus chapter 3, if we turn there. Titus chapter 3. In verse 3, he mentions our past. For we ourselves also were sometimes, then he mentions many things. Then verse 4, but. That's just the same as we read in Ephesians 2 and verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. And then he stresses, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. I want to speak tonight on the subject of marvelous grace. I'm going to preach a little differently than normal, or we're going to try to. We are simply going to make mention, without any comment, hopefully, make mention of some things that are true, that were true of us before we were saved. And then we want to simply make mention of some things that are true of us now that we are saved. And each one of these things we mention is a message in itself. But again, my purpose tonight is just to mention them. Without any comment, just mention these things. Remembering that grace has made the difference. Remembering Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God. That's the difference. So let's consider some things that were true of us before we were saved. Before I was saved, I was on a broad road leading to destruction. Before I was saved, I was lost. I was under condemnation. I was a lover of darkness because my deeds were evil. I was in the bondage of sin. I was a child of the devil. I was a Christ hater. And I was a Christ rejecter. I was under the dominion of Satan. I was without righteousness. This is very hard not to make comments. I was unprofitable. I was guilty before God. I was without spiritual strength. I was without spiritual understanding. I was ungodly. I was an enemy of God. I was a servant of sin. I fully deserved the wrath of the Lord. And I lived under the curse of God. I was blinded by Satan. I was a part of this evil world, and I lived my life accordingly. I was dead in trespasses and sins. I was a child of wrath. I was without Christ. I was without hope. I was without God. And without Christ, you are without hope, and you are without God. I was afar off from God. And I spent my life walking in the vanity of my depraved mind, my depraved heart. I was alienated from the life of God. I was ignorant. I was blind, and I was hardened. I was in the realm and under the power of darkness. I was deceived. I served various lusts and pleasures. I lived in malice and envy. I lived in the lusts of the flesh. And I was sensual or fleshly, not possessing the Spirit of God. All of these things, and many, many more, were true of each and every one of us before we were saved. These things are true of anyone here right now who is not saved. These things are true. Again, we read in Ephesians 2 and verse 4, But God. I would have continued in that way of living. I would have continued in that state. But God is rich in mercy. And He did not give me what I deserved. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, even when all of these things were true, God loved us then. We didn't have to get better first. We didn't have to make improvements first. If that were the case, we would have room to boast. But no, we would have continued in all of those things that I just mentioned. But God. And again, for by grace you are saved. Now consider some things that are true of me, true of you, now that we are saved. Again, remembering what makes the difference is not upbringing. What makes the difference from my past unsaved life and my present saved life has absolutely nothing to do with my upbringing. Nothing. If that were the case, I could give some of the credit for my salvation, or some of us could, to upbringing. It had nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with the fact that you may have gone to church. It's all due to the grace of God. Because let me remind you that there are many who have been brought up right, who have died and gone to hell, and who will die and go to hell, unless God makes a difference. And there are many who have attended church and were raised in church and have died and gone to hell, and many more will. It is God's grace that has made the difference. And that is why I believe tonight, I believe that people can be ignorant concerning the truth of grace, but when they go and attack grace, I believe they're lost. They're not only ignorant of truth, they manifest that they're lost. I don't see how any saved person can be angry about grace. So let's think of some things that are true of us now that we're saved. And again, each one of these is a message in itself. My salvation has been fully accomplished. I am saved to the uttermost. I have passed from death unto life. I'm going to make a comment. You cannot pass from death unto life and not know about it. I don't believe that. I have passed from death unto life. I am a new creature. I have the forgiveness of sins. All of my sins have been purged, have been taken away, and will be remembered no more. I have been fully justified, declared right in the sight of God. I am fully accepted by God in the person of Jesus Christ. I have been reconciled to God. Reconciled to God. I have been bought with a price. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I have been delivered from the present evil world. I have been delivered from the power of darkness. I have been delivered from the wrath to come. I will never, ever come into condemnation. I am a child of God. I am an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, an heir of the grace of life. I am rich because of Christ. I have obtained an inheritance. And that inheritance is reserved for me in heaven. I am complete in Christ. I am a partaker or a sharer with Christ. I am in Jesus Christ, and He is in me. I am clothed in His righteousness, and I have the Holy Spirit indwelling within. I am a sheep in His flock. Never was a goat, always been a sheep. One time I was a lost sheep, but Jesus found me. And now I am a sheep in His flock. I am dearly loved of God. I have peace with God. I am a citizen of heaven. I have all sufficiency in all things. I have everything that pertains unto life and unto godliness. I have God's grace to help in every time of need. I have access to God Almighty. Access to the Father. I have a great high priest. I have an unfailing intercessor. I have a righteous advocate with the Father. Sits at the right hand of God, presenting my cause, presenting myself in His person. I have a sovereign God who works all things for my good. Another comment, that cannot be said of the unsaved individual who dies and goes to hell. All my needs are supplied in Christ. I am His workmanship. I am kept by the power of God, preserved in Christ Jesus. I have a home. I have a building of God that He has made. It is eternal, and it is in the heavens. I have a place prepared for me in glory. I am more than a conqueror through Him. And I am indwelt by the victorious Christ, who is greater than all. And lastly, I have a glorious future. What a difference between what we were and what we are. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11. Notice, wherefore, remember. Okay, so there's a call for us to remember that ye being in time past, I circle those three words, in time past. Verse 12, that at that time, that refers back to in time past. And it tells me what I was at that time, where I was. I was without Christ. aliens, strangers from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope with God, without God in the world. Remember verse 4, but God. Verse 13, but now. There's a great difference between in time past and but now. World of difference. And it is grace. It is God in His grace that has made that difference. I consider the lives of many that I grew up with. Many of them are dead. Most of them, their lives are ruined. But here I am. All because of God's grace. When you consider the grace of God, how can we not serve Him? How can we not submit to Him? How can we not want to worship this one who has made not only a difference in our life on this earth, but for all eternity? How can I not live for Him? How can I not want to glorify Him? It's wonderful to be saved. And I know without any doubt in my mind whatsoever that it is all by the grace of God. I had nothing to do with it. It is all by the grace of God. So if you're saved tonight, and I believe most here are, think of what we were. Think of where we are now. And it's all by God's grace. And then think of where we're going to be. And it is no wonder in Revelation chapter 4 that the saints of God fall down and cast everything at the feet of the one who saved their souls. But the truth is, I shouldn't wait till then. I should do that now. Fall down before Him, casting everything at His feet. The grace of God has made the difference. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse of song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry will lead us in singing. 487.